Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT. Joining me is institutional trader David Arbach of Esposito Securities to talk about some of the big stories in 2014 in the REIT market and look ahead to the next year. David, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's start off talking about 2014. I can't believe the year's almost over, but what were the big surprises, if any, for you in the REIT market this year?
It was a very exciting year for REIT investors this year, and it's getting people really fired up for what's to come in the following year. I think you could sum up the year as the year of Blackstone, as this year the company made some major inroads. You saw them in a lot of the press with their IPOs of recently of La Quinta and Hilton and Brixmore, and they sold off the Incorp portfolio, industrial portfolio, and I just get the sense that there's so much demand on the sidelines that people were very excited for all these different deal properties, deal types coming out there this year, and it gets you fired up for what's to come next year.
Yeah, and one big story near the end of the year, the Paramount and Store IPOs in the fourth quarter. This added two kind of notable names to a somewhat a smaller list of companies going public this year. So with those two deals, I mean, are there any broader implications for the REIT market that you could read into these?
You know, it's interesting because this year it seemed to be a relatively quiet year as far as major REIT IPOs. We did discuss briefly, you know, what's going on at Blackstone, but, you know, the year finished very strong, like you mentioned, with the Paramount and Store Capital. And I think with how well these deals were received, I think you're getting the sense that a lot of these non-traded guys are, lining up to potentially do the same thing next year.
Again, talking with David Arbach of Esposito Securities. So, David, a major development for the entire real estate market this year was the announcement that real estate would become a headline sector under GICS. Now, going forward, what will this mean for equity REITs?
I think it's going to be the REITs are going to be a lot more in focus. I think you're going to see a lot more of the talking heads on the CNBCs and Bloombergs and Fox Newses of the world. I think you're going to see those guys covering the REIT sector a lot more. In addition, I think you're going to see a lot of a lot of investors taking a look at the REIT sector. You know, when you go back, call it 10, 20 years ago, a lot of people said that, you know, yes, REITs are a very important part of your portfolio. You know, should have anywhere from 5 to 15% exposure. And, you know, for a long time, investors were like, well, it's only 5 to 15% of my portfolio. It's not a big, huge exposure for me. And now with S&P and Morgan Stanley and a lot of the other big indexers recognizing the importance of REITs and real estate, I think it's going to be becoming a lot more popular as far as the big popular press focusing on the stocks.
And we've seen suggestions that real estate portfolios that are in the public space right now might end up exiting, going private. Is 2015 going to be the year that that comes to fruition?
I think you're going to see that with people realizing how successful Blackstone was this year in their deals and being able to get a lot of these properties off their books, I think it is going to be something to focus on. You know, and another thing to watch is going to be a lot of the single-family housing players, as this is a space that's grown dramatically over the past couple of years. And it's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be some kind of consolidation.
All right. Well, again, folks, that's David Arbach of Esposito Securities. David, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For NAREIT, I'm Alan Kenny.